This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Senate early Wednesday approved a $3.5 trillion budget blueprint that would greatly expand social spending with major investments in health, education, and tackling climate change. The measure passed 50-49 along party lines after a marathon Votorama session of amendment votes. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer tweeted after the vote, quote, "It puts us on track to bring a generational transformation to how our economy works for average Americans," end quote. Democratic leaders intend to push the package through over the coming months using a fast-track process known as reconciliation that allows budget-related legislation to pass by simple majority in the Senate rather than the usual 60 votes. Afghanistan. Taliban fighters took control of another city in northern Afghanistan Wednesday, according to a local official. Faizabad, capital of Badakhshan, is the eighth provincial capital to fall to the insurgents in 6 days as U.S.-led foreign forces complete their withdrawal. The far northeastern province borders Tajikistan, Pakistan, and China. The loss of the city is the latest setback for the Afghan government. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the 11-year prison sentence handed down by a Chinese court to businessman Michael Spavor is, quote, absolutely unacceptable and unjust, end quote. A court convicted Spavor Wednesday on a charge of espionage. The verdict came nearly 6 months after Spavor's one-day closed-door trial that even Canadian diplomats were prevented from attending. In a written statement, Trudeau condemned the, quote, lack of transparency in the legal process, end quote. This is VOA.